77 WABC.
The weekend is here. Ready to start your projects around the house?
I'm in the process of refinishing a concrete patio.
Better put your game face on. And get ready to work.
All I did was turn on the water.
But if you need a little help, now's the time to call Lou.
Adrian, you're on Housemarts Radio. Good morning.
I love your show. I look forward to it every Saturday.
He's taking your calls for the next hour right here on Housemarts Radio.
You got a lot of love today. This is really good for my ego.
On 77 WABC.
Welcome in, Housemarts Radio on 77 WABC. Lou Manfredini here with you. Our phone number is 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. Anything you have going on around your home this hour that I can help you with, all you have to do is call. I know that the rain is coming, and it looks like a wet weekend, but that doesn't mean that there isn't things inside or outside that you could do that I could definitely help you with this morning. Lindsay and I are, Lindsay's here producing. She's in a different location than I am, so you may hear her on the air, but via a phone line. I don't know, do we have you this morning, dear? Dear, I like that. Not yet. Okay, 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. I heard something. Click, click. All right, well, we'll figure that out in just a minute. A couple cool things we have coming up on today's show. I get a lot of these industry magazines and publications and online stuff that comes to me, and I get to see a lot of new products that are out there. And one of the things that I saw was this company that has this storage space system for outside, in particular with your deck or your porch, really kind of cool items. And it comes from a company that I actually remember years ago doing business with. They were in the railing business. They still are, but now they've got this brand new storage system that is available that I think you'll find pretty cool. So that'll be coming up after 7:30 this morning. And then this is a going to be one of the hot new products that has to do with all the packages that we all get delivered, from retailers or any kind of online ordering that we do. This is a way to secure the packages that come to your home. I don't want to give too much away from it because I want you to listen. Basically, it's a lock. But it's a lock that's universal, but it's a smart lock that all you need to do is come up with a secure box that you would place outside of your home. And this lock allows whomever is coming to deliver stuff to unlock it based on the barcode of the package that's coming. There, I said I wasn't going to give a lot of information. I already did. So it's really cool. And we have been kind of waiting to talk to you about it because we learned about it probably a couple months ago, and they were just in the midst of trying to get it all produced because, one of the things that's, I get excited about this new stuff, but I don't want to talk to you about it if you can't buy it and you can't find it, because then it's no use to anybody. It's no good for you. It's no good for the company that's trying to, sell these items. And so I have to sit on this stuff, and I keep bothering Lindsay all the time. Well, when is that going to be ready? Because I really want to talk about that. So this is pretty cool. We'll talk about that after 7:20 this morning with our new Tolu 2. All right, with all this, rain that's coming, I bet that a lot of you are suffering from damp basements and a lot of humidity that can gather down there. I'll tell you what, that humidity, as we all know, is a breeding ground for mildew and mold, and controlling it is very important. Now, dehumidifiers can do a really nice job. They're expensive to run, so that's something to keep in mind. It's like running an air conditioner on your first floor. It literally is an air conditioner, just working essentially backwards to dehumidify. It's just not cooling at all. So it's important to have that placed in the right spot and to run it intelligently. One of the things that can aid the dehumidifier is by running a box fan also in the basement, in another part of the basement, doesn't have to be right next to it, just to get some airflow. Some additional airflow in a basement area along with a dehumidifier will actually boost the efficiency of it a little bit as it moves the moist air particles throughout the air and then allows the dehumidifier to do its job. I'm a big fan of doing a hose to the dehumidifier into a floor drain if you have one nearby, as opposed to just the bucket that's included in it, because what happens is that fills up and the system shuts itself down, then you have to empty the tank. So if you have the ability to run it to a drain to kind of grab that moisture that gets collected in there, it's just going to help it be more efficient and ultimately dehumidify a lot better for you in the basement area of your home. And like I mentioned, this is a time when there's a bunch of different products that you can buy to help you control the mildew and mold. We talk about the stuff from Concrobium, the stuff from Healthful Home, which they make that product called Fog You Mold. Those are two really good items that can really help with mildew and mold. I was doing some remediation in some parts of our basement that we found. I found a little mildew buildup along an unfinished part of the wall there that it's just been so humid down there that it collected. And what's nice about it is most of that stuff has residual value to it. So after you spray it, for the most part, these cleaners, you allow it to dry and then go at it with a stiff brush, like a nylon brush, and kind of brush off what you can. It actually kills that mildew and mold on contact. And most of this stuff is, you know, there aren't harsh chemicals. It's not bleach. It's not anything like that where you have to worry about it being a harmful chemical. It kind of creates, does a very nice job on porous materials, these mold cleaners, as opposed to bleach, which is not the best choice when it comes to porous materials. Because when you think about it, bleach is mostly water. And so that is going to actually aid in bringing more mildew and mold back down the line. So try using these cleaners when it comes to cleaning that stuff up. And so once you brush it all off after it's dry, then go back at it one more time with the cleaner to give it some residual value so that it keeps the mold and mildew from coming back. Our phone number is 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. If you've got anything going on in and around your home that I can help you with, please just pick up the phone and give us a call. We also, as you know, answer your emails, and that's something that we can do as well. Let me go to my email right here because I got a bunch of them right now. Gina has a question. She says, the house I live in was built in the late 70s. I have a half bath off my bedroom. We've been remodeling this bathroom for the last several months. My question has to do with sewer gas that fills my bathroom and bedroom. What can I do to stop and suppress it, and how do I get the stink out of my rooms? All right, well, if you're in the middle of remodeling it, my guess is that those vent pipes and or the sewer pipes that the toilet is connected to is open, right? Because maybe the toilet's not sitting there or the bathtub is pulled out. And so those pipes without a trap, if there's no trap there for you to stop the smell coming through, you literally just have to take a rag and shove it in there. Remember that on a toilet, what the toilet connects to in your home is what's called a toilet flange, and there's no trap there. The trap is actually in your toilet. The water that a toilet holds in it, that's the sewer break from the smell. And so when you flush that, you know, it kind of goes down and opens that valve a little bit as it's going. A little bit of air escapes it because it's flushing down there. You typically don't smell anything when you flush a toilet. So if you're, you know, remodeling like that, then I would just go, any open pipes need to have a rag shoved in them. And then as far as getting the smell out, there's a bunch of different, you know, odor neutralizing products. I like this product called Fresh Wave, which is a Fresh Wave is a all-natural odor neutralizer that you can use in those rooms. It'll do a really nice job for you. Just you know, put it out there. There's a spray. There's a what they call a crystal gel in the room. That'll help you during the remodeling process. But that's kind of a mistake that a lot of people make. They open up those drains. They don't stuff anything in there, and it smells to high heaven. Especially when it's hot, that's the last thing you want to smell. So stuff a rag in there, and you should be fine. 800-848-9222 is our phone number. 800-848-WABC. House Smarts Radio every Saturday morning. Here on 77 WABC. Here's a message I got from Robert. I've heard you recommend a specific brand of concrete crack filler for garages and driveways. What brand do you recommend? From now on, I'll keep a pen and paper handy during your show. Not a bad idea. I get a lot of emails from people after the radio show to say, hey, you recommended this product and I was driving, or you recommended this product and I wasn't listening. What could it be? A while ago, I came up with this idea of doing, you know, like a whiteboard that we could keep on the refrigerator in the kitchen. Because I know a lot of you listen in your home, but now with everybody having stainless steel fridges, nothing will stick. So pencil and paper work well. It's a product. It's a company called Tintcrete. Tintcrete. T-I-N-T Crete. And they make in different size containers, almost... A couple of them are like the size of a mason jar. You can mix this up and work it into cracks, and you can actually use it to resurface if you have areas, depending on the size of what you need to do. You can resurface a whole driveway with this stuff, and it's super durable. Really is a nice product, and it comes in two shades, which I think is pretty unique. You know, when you think about brand new concrete, it's kind of a whiter, lighter gray. But when you look at the older concrete, it kind of has almost a brown tinge to it. That's because the sand, you know, typically that's in it comes out. So depending on what you have, the old or the new concrete could be the thing that you want to try. So Tintcrete, I believe the website is tintcrete.com. All right, 800-848-9222 is our phone number. I'm going to tell you a little bit first about Wet and Forget Shower. It's made by the same people who make Wet and Forget, which can clean everything outdoors, from your deck to your boat to your stadium roof. And now they have a version that you can use in your shower or bath. The best part is that it's as easy to use as every other Wet and Forget product. You just spray it on today and you rinse it clean tomorrow. Comes with a remote sprayer that makes getting into hard-to-reach places super easy and speeds up the application. Once a week after you shower, just spray it on all the shower surfaces, including faucets, tile, grout, ceramic, shower curtains, even the glass doors. And the next day, well, you just simply rinse it clean. With Wet and Forget Shower, you can breathe easy knowing because there's no harsh chemicals and no scrubbing. Make cleaning easy. Pick up a bottle of Wet and Forget Shower at your hardware store or visit wetandforget.com to find a store near you. 800-848-9222 is our phone number. Lou Manfredini here with you, House Smarts Radio on 77 WABC. We will be right back.
77 WABC.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio right here on 77 WABC.
Water and electric. A place to drain the septic. Any KOA is A-okay as long as I'm with you.
I'm a big fan of those septic treatments too, by the way. Welcome back, House Smarts Radio on 77 WABC. I'm Lou Manfredini. We've got Scott who's driving around in the car. Hey, Scott, you're on 77 WABC. Good morning.
Hello, good morning. Thank you for taking the call.
How can I help you, sir?
I have a deck. It's about 10 by 12. And originally, we had stained it a few times years ago, though. But we haven't done anything for different reasons. It hasn't been done for maybe 6 to 7 years.
Okay.
So now it's all dark brown, greenish. And I tried the bleach thing, but it just helped a tiny bit. Try to get the natural, I mean, not natural, but at least most of that brown color gone.
Got it. All right, you got anybody in that car with a pencil and a piece of paper, or are you going to try and remember all this?
I have to try to remember it. I'm on my way to work, actually.
All right, well, then I'm going to make your life easy, and I'm going to stick to one brand. All I want you to remember is Pennefin. P-E-N-F. P-E-N-O-I-N. Penofin.
P as in Thomas?
P as in Paul. P-E-N-O.
Oh,
P-E-N-O-F-I-N. Penofin. Pen,
okay.
Like you're writing something down with a pen.
Right.
Fin, like that fish you caught when you were 10 years old. Penofin makes a really good deck cleaner and an amazing deck stain, Scott. So the combination of the two, you're going to use this deck cleaner, you're going to get it all nice and clean, make any repairs to the deck that you want, and then once that dries, you're going to brush on the Penofin deck stain. You have to go to a dealer. It's not something you're going to get at the big box store. So penofin.com, then you can find it, do it, get your deck going, it'll look great.
Wow, that's great news. Thanks. It looks bad now.
You got it. And if you can't remember, we'll have our podcast up on Monday. You just go to WABCradio.com, and you can listen to it then if you forgot. Penofin.
Penofin. Got it. Penofin.
All right, don't work too hard today, my friend.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much.
All right, 800-848-WABC. We got someone else driving around in the car. James is driving around. Hey, James, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, sir. How can I help you?
Okay, I'm having my basement refinished. It was a finished basement, but I'm having it fixed up. I had a lot of moisture problems. You were talking about the dehumidification. I was I looked at this product called Wave Home Solution.
Yeah.
So I was wondering if you are familiar with that.
I am familiar with that product, and I have read several reviews of it, and it's kind of a mixed bag of stuff. Now, are you having the basement done? Are you having the basement done by a professional?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And I already have a curtain drain around it, like a French drain.
Yep.
And a sump. And I already have a sump. The sump, the problem is that the humidifier has been running 24/7.
Yeah, I know. And it just can't keep up. So here's the thing. I want you to, you know, read more reviews about the Wave Home Solution, but I also want you to look at another product called Sanidry. S-A-N-I, Sanidry. Sanidry is a professionally installed, it costs about the same as the Wave Home Solution system, but it's from the people, there's a basement waterproofing company called Basement Systems. They're like a dealer for a bunch of different basement waterproofing companies around the area, in particular the tri-state area. They're based out of Connecticut. But they make this system called Sanidry. They have a newer version also called Sedona, like Arizona, you know, the whole dry thing. So look at those two units. I have a lot of experience with the Sanidry system, and it is one of the better commercial-grade dehumidification systems you can put into a home that really do make a difference.
Sounds like it does about the same thing as Wave.
It does, but it actually does a little bit of there's a filtering system on there that you have to replace, and I believe the Wave system, they say you never have to replace a filter.
And it's no filter.
Yeah, and so that inherently I have a problem with that, because if I'm going to circulate the air and I'm going to filter it at some point, in other words, if there's no filter, that means it's just taking that air and dehumidifying the dirty air and putting it back into the system. Well, your basement air is dirty, period, the end. And so I want to filter that air, and that's where that Sanidry system, to me, makes more sense.
Thank you. But the way I understand the Wave is it blows it outside. It sucks it through. It sucks it from in the house, because you have to have ventilation. So they say, yeah, you'd have to have a vent in the door, your basement door, or enough space where it would pull the air through the house.
Right,
and then blows it outside. So that's
a plus and a minus. There's two schools of thought on that. So one is, you know, if you're someone that uses your air conditioning and, you know, conditioning the inside of your home, when you do all that conditioning, now you're taking it all and you're dumping it out. And so with the Sanidry, it's taking the air that you've just paid to condition the whole home and filtering it and keeping it there. So there's I can line up half a dozen people that tell you one way is good and one way is another way that works. I would look at the online reviews of both of those units to help you make a good decision.
Yeah, I did. And there one thing in Florida, the guy was talking about exactly what you were saying, his air conditioning. It wasn't working.
Right.
It wasn't working as it should have, as it
right.
said.
Right.
And other people, like you said, liked it.
Right.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Sanidry. Take a look at the Sanidry. Appreciate you calling this morning, James. All right, let's switch gears a little bit. This is the Noodaloo 2 that we found about, a couple months ago. And I was super excited to tell you about it, but I had to keep my mouth shut. Which, if you've listened to me for any regularity, it's very difficult for me to keep my mouth shut. try being married to me. My wife continues to tell me I'm exhausting. I'm just excited. That's all. So think about all those packages that you get delivered to your home from Amazon or Walmart or wherever you're ordering stuff from. And for the vast majority of it, just sitting on your front porch, and that's a problem. A lot of theft occurs. This company came up with a solution that I think you're going to like. Take a listen.
Are you worried about porch pirates stealing packages that get left outside your door? Americans are receiving more packages via home delivery than ever before. And as a result, package theft is on the rise. 23 million Americans have had packages stolen. I mean, what is wrong with people?
Lock it up. No, you lock it up.
That's why our new Noodaloo 2 might come in handy for you. Box Lock Home is the first internet-connected smart security padlock that caters specifically to residential customers looking to protect their packages. While there are similar items like Amazon Key, Amazon Key allows delivery drivers access to a user's front door. Creepy! Box Lock offers a more non-intrusive solution. Box Lock Home only opens when an out-for-delivery package is scanned. Setup was pretty quick. You just download the app, and then you lock the box lock around the preferred delivery receptacle. So that is not provided. This is just the padlock. The box can only be opened when a delivery shows up. The delivery driver scans the package and follows a two-step verification process to unlock the box and leave the package inside. Box Lock Home is durable, but does need to be charged about once a month. But a single charge can last more than 30 days. Box Lock Home retails for $129. You can find out more at getboxlock.com. I know it's available on Amazon, but just pray that your box lock isn't stolen before you actually open it. For all this information, you can visit Lou's Facebook page. I'll put all the information up for you. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
All right, we're going to try and talk to Lindsay via the phone line, see how it sounds. Are you there?
Hi.
Oh, yeah, it is buzzy. Oh. Super buzzy.
Super buzz.
Try turning the volume down on that headset. Live radio, it's the best.
How's this?
Not any better.
No? Okay.
No, it's driving me crazy. Yeah, we need a wire. Okay, so she's there. We just can't talk to her because that'll drive me crazy. Imagine a lock that has a barcode scanner on it. I was talking with Lindsay about this. You know, she had a few questions that she asked the owner of the company to learn about, you know, kind of what are the pluses and minuses of this whole thing. And you need a Wi-Fi connector. This actual lock is connected to your Wi-Fi of your home. And when you get a delivery of any kind of package that is addressed to you, that barcode becomes the way to unlock the lock. So you get one of these boxes, you know, like the box you would put the outdoor furniture covers in when it rains, and you put that out on your front porch. And then you put this lock on there, and then the UPS driver shows up, or the FedEx driver shows up, or the Blue Apron people show up. I mean, I don't know that Blue Apron has a barcode on their stuff, but they can. In other words, it's a way to do it. They just come over to the box, they scan it, it unlocks the lock, you put the package inside there, and then the person relocks it. So there's no bunch of keys, there's no different things for the drivers to think, because the barcode, which is going to be on everything that gets sent, is going to be there. And then it alerts you via a text message to say, hey, your box lock was opened, and this package is now in the box. It's about $129. As Lindsay mentioned in her piece, you do have to recharge it, and you do need a strong internet connection. So it isn't the type of thing that if you lived in an apartment building, it would probably work because, you know, your Wi-Fi is, you know, way up, you know, 10 floors up. So it has to be down there, and it's a specific thing to you. So it's really more of a single family home item, in my opinion, but kind of a really cool idea. And, you know, so if you, if you're getting one of those, like I mentioned, the food delivery service or some kind of a liquor delivery, you know, if you get one of those, well, even that, you know, if you get the beer in the month club, there's a barcode on that that comes in there. Really cool idea. $129 box lock, which I think is, pretty cool. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk to you a little bit, talking about outdoors and storage and all that good stuff. We're going to talk with the marketing manager for a company called Decorators, who has a line of really cool stuff for your outdoors. If you're thinking about improving it, you're going to want to listen to it. You're listening to House Smarts Radio on 77 WABC. Our phone number is 800-848-WABC. We'll be right back.
77 WABC.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
Let's talk to Brenda. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. I've got these little ants coming into my home.
No matter what your question is, bugs, paint, roofing, gardening, leaky toilets, Lou's got an answer.
Wait, so I'm just curious, though. So there's a queen ant that's, like, directing them?
All you have to do is call 800-848-WABC.
Okay. Wait, are you talking about my life or are you talking about your ants?
Right here on 77 WABC.
Welcome back. House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. 800-848-WABC. 800-848-9222 is our phone number. That's the number that John called in Westchester. Hey, John, you're on 77 WABC. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Lou, I have a house, and it has shutters on all the windows. And I always seem to get bats that go behind the shutters and they stay there. And then how I know they're back there is I see debris down on the deck and on the floor. And I was just wondering, is there any way to keep the bats, you know, from going there? Like if I could place something behind them that wouldn't allow them to want to go in there? I don't want to kill them, but I just don't want them to, you know, go behind the shutters.
And this is it the second floor?
It's also the first floor. The second floor, they go in there, and then even on the first floor, they'll go into those shutters also.
Okay. So there is there's a company you hear me talk a lot about called Bonide, and they make a product called Bat Magic, and it is all natural, and it's a repellent that you can use. You can use it both inside and outside, but it is they have one for indoors. It's like they're like these little packets, okay? They're like these little sachets, and it's basically peppermint oil and spearmint oil, okay?
Okay.
So if you can, on the shutters, are they vinyl or wood shutters?
They're vinyl.
Okay. So you could, if you can get at it, take the, like if you opened up a window, right. John, and you could kind of peel back the vinyl a little bit. You know, it's a little loose, and tuck one of these sachets back there. They're small. That smell is going to keep them from coming back, and it's just a repellent. You're not killing anything. It really will work. Bat Magic by Bonide.
Bat Magic by Bonite. Great.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a shot.
You got it. I appreciate you calling, John. Have a great weekend. 800-848-WABC. Okay, I was telling you about some cool stuff for your outdoor space. Join me on the phone line is Jace DeBoer. He's the Senior Marketing Manager for Decorators. Jace, thanks so much for joining us on House Smarts Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me, Lou. Appreciate it.
Tell our audience a little bit about Decorators. I'm familiar with you guys from years ago, but you have certainly expanded from when I was using your products. Tell me what you guys do.
Sure. So we're all about maximizing and taking your outdoor living space beyond ordinary. And Lou, you're probably familiar with us as the inventor and kind of the first to bring the round aluminum baluster to the market and kind of
yep.
updating deck railing. And since that time, you know, we've just expanded on what we do in that outdoor living space to low maintenance railing in both composite and aluminum. We do composite decking in both wood plastic composite and some really advanced technologies. And, you know, really anything that's kind of just that high end, low maintenance, innovative products that are going to help you take your deck and your outdoor living space to that next level. That's what we're about.
I'm sadly old enough to remember when you guys entered the marketplace with the balusters. And I remember, you know, back when we were building decks in the, well, it must have been the late 80s, early 90s. It was a really unique opportunity for carpenters to really kind of mix things up a little bit on the design and add to it. I actually, in a home that I have, I built a side set of staircase where I on the house, and I have a, you know, it's a cedar set of stairs, but the balusters are your balusters associated with a regular cedar rail, and it's just a sharp, super sharp look. I've always liked that look. Now I want to talk to you about the drawers, but before we get to that, I know you guys are in the composite decking business, which is a very crowded field, right? There's a lot of people in that place, and there's also some major brands that obviously, you know, have been around for a very long time. What is the differentiator between the products that you guys are offering in that realm over some of the traditional brands that a lot of people know of?
Sure. Well, we offer two different technologies in the Decorators brand. And I should also start by saying Decorators, for those who are listening, is Decorators spelled with a K, like the word deck within that word if you're looking for it. We offer two technologies. One is a wood plastic composite, which is probably the composite decking technology that most would be familiar with.
Right.
We do a solid profile. We cap that with a polyethylene cap for a very low maintenance, durable, won't stain and fade cap. And what we do in all of our decking is we really start looking at the inside interior design and bringing that design outside. So we have a lot of finishes, a lot of embossing that will replicate, you know, distressed hardwood flooring or, you know, kind of a tropical hardwood look. So we really try to take that design element and incorporate that into, you know, it's not just a composite board, but there's a fashion element to bringing the inside out.
Right.
And then the other technology we have is called Eovations technology, which is pretty unique and exclusive to Decorators. So this board is not wood plastic composite and it's not PVC. It's actually a polypropylene and proprietary blend of mineral filler that we've patented this method of producing, so we're not pushing it through like an extruding machine. We're actually kind of stretching this thing into shape. It gives it incredible strength. It makes it about 35% lighter than a wood plastic board. It doesn't absorb water, and it doesn't thermally expand or contract, which is a big issue for a lot of composite boards that
right.
move around in the heat. So, and then probably the big differentiator beyond that is any one of our deck boards will stand behind with a 25-year removal and replacement warranty in addition to stain and fade and structural. So we're just going to stand behind it. We believe in it, and that really sets us apart.
What about on those deck boards? Because, you know, we're kind of in that you're in the sweet spot right now where people are, you know, thinking about building new decks or new porches, and then certainly the fall, there's a big push coming up. What about distribution? Like, where do they find your products on the deck board side? Is it in some of the big boxes? Is it in independent lumber yards, a combination of the of both?
You can find Decorators first by visiting decorators.com, and we have a large button at the top of the screen that will say where to buy. Decorators, you know, post caps and accessories like the balusters we talked about, those are available in most Lowe's stores throughout the country. As far as our composite decking, we really pair with high-end, great dealer partners throughout the country. So on that where to buy, you type in your zip code, and you're going to find a dealer near you where you can purchase that decking. We also have some other online resources as well, like DexDirect.com and things like that.
Got it. All right. Now, the whole reason that I wanted to talk to you was I got a link to a story where you guys created, which I think is the coolest thing, a drawer system for outdoor storage. And it was a really cool photo of how it was set up, but basically a giant drawer that you can pull out to store things outside. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Sure. And that came from, you know, a trend that we see in the marketplace where adding a deck on your home is no longer just, you know, hey, I'll put a platform out there and with some wood and call it good. It's you're adding a room on your house, and you're looking to maximize that outdoor living space. And so what we've been seeing is, you know, if you have a deck that is a second-level deck over a concrete patio walkout with a slider, or a multi-level deck on top of one another, or you have a deck that's, you know, four to 6 feet off the ground, and you still want to maximize and use that space underneath it, not necessarily for living, but maybe for firewood or kayaks, we looked at some options for our decking to say, how could we make it an easily installed solution that you could maximize that space. So before I get into the drawer, I'd say we came out with a product called Decorators Fast and Dry, which is uniquely crafted to fit in between the slotted edges of our deck boards, exclusive to the profile of Decorators decking. So when you build that second level deck and you install Fast and Dry in between the boards, it's a fastening system and a weatherproofing system in one strip. That prevents water from getting below and going through those boards, so that space below the deck is now open to, you know, for additional living space or additional storage space, which gets into where we also said, well, what can we do in that space now that we've created this dry zone?
Right.
And the deck storage drawer was just a natural fit. You know, we have this dry, usable space now underneath the deck. And any consumer research that we've looked at, you know, the number one, number two things that homeowners are looking to store outside would be outdoor cushions for their outdoor furniture. Like, where do you put the pillows and the cushions from your outdoor couch?
Right.
And then yard tools, you know, rakes and things like that. You know, is there an easy place to store those and maximize that living space? So what we created was the deck storage drawer, which once you have that dry zone created, this installs by installing to the joist system underneath your deck. It comes in a hardware kit, and we also offer PVC panels that come in a default 8-foot depth, 4-foot width, and a 2-foot height to the door, and they just slide into the hardware kit that you're creating in that door, and that leaves the front of it open to the aesthetic that you choose. You can match the lattice that's on the deck skirting, or you can do a custom front that makes it look more like a premium cabinet, if you will. The hardware includes a lock and key, so you can pull this thing out. You have a dry storage space under your deck for pool toys, you know, you name it. And it's just a really cool way to use that space that's being underutilized.
Yeah, it's really a neat item. And you guys offer a lot of different options for people to really kind of spruce up the outdoors. Jace DeBoer is the Senior Marketing Manager over at Decorators. That's Decorators with a K. So you're going to go to decorators.com to learn more. Jace, thanks so much for getting up with us this morning. We really appreciate it. And continued success for you guys.
Hey, thanks so much. And, yeah, hope to talk soon.
You got it. House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini, on 77 WABC. We'll be right back.
77 WABC.
Now back to Lou Manfredini on House Smarts Radio. He's taking your calls live right here on 77 WABC.
Hey, Wet and Forget is the easy outdoor cleaner now available in rapid application hose end with up to a 30-foot reach. Easily clean annoying black streaks on your roof without getting on a ladder. 800-848-WABC is the phone number that Nick called. He's in the car. Hey, Nick, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. In my granite tile shower, I have calcium adhering to the grout. Every cleaner I look at says don't use on granite. I tried the vinegar and the brush, and it doesn't seem to be working. Help me.
Yeah. All right. So it's a calcium buildup. What are we going to do with that? On the granite, on the stone, so that we don't mess this up. You know what I want you to try is a nylon, like I want you to use a stiff stripping brush, okay? Like you can buy these stripping brushes that look like a giant toothbrush. And I want you to dip that into a product called OxyClean that you're going to mix with warm water. And you're going to scrub on there, and that should neutralize it and not hurt the granite at all. And it should clean it up pretty well. And then I think once you get it all nice and clean, Nick, what you want to try is this Wet and Forget shower that I talk about that I think will work pretty well for you. And that won't hurt the granite. Just check the bottle and make sure.
Okay, thank you.
You got it. Let's try and get one more call in at 800-848-9222. Marie is in New Jersey. Marie, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. I have a quick question. We have a big squirrel population in our backyard, and my husband and I were cleaning out the garage yesterday, and we noticed that there's a lot of different remnants left in the garage from the squirrel population. We pushed everything back from the back wall, and we noticed that there's actually a space. I don't know whether they've chewed through it or it's just rotted out with time because it is a 100-year-old house.
Right.
So you can actually stick your hand in between the bottom of the shingles and the dirt.
Okay.
So I'm wondering, we were discussing different ways of repairing this, and my husband suggested maybe just a piece of molding across the back, or I was thinking even a spray-on insulation.
Yeah. But when you look on the outside, Marie, what do I see? Siding that they've chewed up, or you don't see it because it's underground?
I don't see it because it's actually it's shingles. It's cedar shakes.
Right.
It's actually like
it's under the cedar shakes.
Yes.
Yeah. So here's what I would do. I would do a combination of one of two things. There is a spray foam for rodents that you can spray. It's specifically for them. Then on the inside, I want you to use something called hardware cloth, which is a heavy-duty metal screening, and tack that in place so they don't come in. And then
hardware cloth.
Hardware cloth. You'll get at the hardware store,
gotcha.
And they'll cut it for you to a certain size, whatever you need. Place that in there, and you'll be good to go. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. We ran out of time, but we'll be back next Saturday with more House Smarts Radio. Have a nice weekend.
77 WABC.